From the Financial Times in London, I'm Madhumita Mergia, and this is FT News. Intel has just bought a tiny Israeli tech company for $15 billion, the second largest deal in the company's history. The semiconductor giant is hoping Mobileye, a leader in the fast-growing market for assisted driving systems, will help safeguard its future as the market for smartphones and PCs begin to decline. But will this bet on the next big thing pay off? On the line with me to discuss is Sujit Indup in New York and John Reed in Jerusalem. First, John, tell us a bit about Mobileye and what it does. What's this technology that it's developed that is so attractive to a company like Intel?
It's driverless car technology, in a word. It's a system of cameras, sensors, and underlying algorithms that allow cars to do things like steer and brake, and in the future allow cars to drive entirely autonomously.
Clearly, this is a huge deal for Israel's relatively smaller economy. How is it going down in the country? What's been the reaction from there?
It's been quite a positive reaction, obviously. It's the biggest acquisition of an Israeli company in the country's history. It was large enough in terms of anticipated revenues and anticipated tax coming into the state treasury that it affected the shekel to dollar exchange rate this week. It's also being greeted as a bit of a high watermark for an Israeli tech company. I mean, the rap on companies here, this is called Startup Nation, and there's a million great ideas, but founders typically sell out at the first available opportunity and move on to the next thing. This is a company that built up a viable business over 20 years, almost 20 years, not only viable, but got a good chunk of the world car industry as its customers.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Israel high-tech sector has become increasingly kind of automobile-focused, and you've written about this. Is this part of that trend?
It absolutely is. It's being said here that, you know, cars increasingly don't drive as much on petrol as they do on data. So all of the high-tech functions that Israel excels in, from cybersecurity to big data to the driverless car stuff, is sort of coming into its own. And you're seeing also world car makers like General Motors set up automotive centers in Israel. So yes, by all means, it's part of a bigger trend.
So, Sujit, Intel's core PC business, it generates about $30 billion in annual revenues, whereas Mobileye's 2016 revenue was less than $400 million. So why do we think that this U.S. chip maker was prepared to pay such a high price to secure this deal?
Yeah, sure. So you mentioned, I mean, they've got a very big PC chip business. It, along with Microsoft's Windows, has been like the dominant platform for decades. The problem is that computing is shifting to mobile phones, smartphones, and Intel really missed that trend. So what they've been left to do is take their enormous cash flow, which is stable but not growing, and try to find the next big thing. And so they think the next big thing are automated vehicles. They're referring to cars as basically moving data centers. And so by making this bet on Mobileye, which right now is a very small company, they think they can be in the position to dominate that market once automated vehicles start to really take off in 5, 10, 15 years.
Traditionally, Intel hasn't been that hot in the autonomous driving space. So this is clearly strategic for them. But who do you think are Intel's competitors in this field of autonomous driving?
Yeah, so there really is an arms race going on right now. So the big chip makers around the world, Samsung, for example, Qualcomm, have all made bets. SoftBank had bought ARM, which is the UK chip maker. So there's really two sides to it. One, there's these semiconductor companies that really want to control the internal, I guess, computer inside of a vehicle. And then there's the actual OEMs, the car makers, like the Teslas, the GMs, the BMWs of the world, who are really building the car. So it's really a competition and partnership amongst tech companies, semiconductor companies, and automobile manufacturers.
Yeah, so I was on the call with Intel CEO Brian Krasnich, and he said that he thought that the value of this market was $70 billion. How long do you think it's going to take until we start seeing real revenues coming out of a fully autonomous driving industry? And is this a bet that's going to pay off for Intel?
Yeah, that's a good question. So right now, Mobileye has less than $400 million in revenue, which is very small for something you just paid $15 billion for. But that number is supposed to reach $1 billion of revenue by 2019. And so the company itself thinks there's enough visibility just on the autonomous cars that are they're being developed right now that they can justify the price. But the real payoff is going to be 5, 10, 15 years down the road when there is a real adoption of autonomous technology. The question is this. The technology is moving faster than, say, social or regulatory acceptance. So the real technology could be viable, say, very soon. But the question is, are regulators and countries going to really let cars be driving down the roads without drivers? And so there's really a social and legal question as much as there is technologically. But we could be looking at potential adoption as soon as, say, 5 years from now.
So do you think that Mobileye is worth its price tag then?
Well, companies are in the business of making bets. Intel's wildly profitable. They could keep buying back stock, but they wouldn't grow. And so if you have a CEO in place, he's not just going to be there to buy back stock. He wants to grow the business. So this is the bet you're increasingly taking with these mature technology companies, whether it's Intel or Microsoft or IBM. They're really betting on next generation technologies, and they're going to spend a lot of money, and some of them will hit, some of them won't, but they're definitely not going to stand still.
Great. Well, thank you both very much. If you'd like to read more about the race for autonomous driving technology, you can go to ft.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.